Welcome back. 11:16 here on a Tuesday. Game time, 16:20 of the Zone, 16:20ofthezone.com, 16:20 of the Zone mobile app, live from the Next Gen Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Robin Washit, Thor Tripp, all coming up on the show today. Let's get to the phones quick here, though. Let's get to Nebraska Ball Mike. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing great.
I have a question.
All right. I don't know if I have an answer, but hit me with it.
Does the mayor send the whole political party up to Milwaukee?
for the Hauser boys?
Exactly.
Well, they can shoot that thing, that's for sure. The problem is I think they want to go somewhere together. And I don't know if you want to commit two scholarships to tie up things early. I don't know. I don't think those guys want to play fast enough, if that makes sense. Like, they're more they're looking at Wisconsin and Virginia, according to sources, and that's going to be dramatically different than the tempo of Hoiberg and what they want to do. You know what I mean?
That's not nice. They both can shoot.
Oh, but can they? Both those guys are really good players.
Shoot.
I'm a huge Sam Hauser fan. Huge.
I'd like to keep him out of the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I can't get him.
I know. I really think it's either going to be Wisconsin or Virginia. There's a lot of smoke around the Virginia stuff, but you know we'll see. I don't think it's I mean obviously shooting fits anywhere, but I don't think the pace at which they play necessarily is great. But I think if Hoiberg could land both those guys, I mean I think it'd be a pretty good pickup. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Be an interesting fit here.
It certainly would be. It certainly would be. But those two guys can shoot it, you know, and they're matchup problems too, because they can, you know, post up, they can face up, and obviously Hoiberg likes to have versatile guys on the floor. So I don't know. I'd lean towards no, but you never know.
When do we figure out if he's even interested?
You talking about the Hausers?
If Hoiberg is even.
Oh, I would think someone like Robin. I'll ask Robin here on the show. Okay. You know, I would think there'll be contact made and, you know, that'll start to trickle out. You'll know in the next couple of weeks if that's even, on the radar.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Just wanted to break up the football discussion.
Yeah. Hey, always welcome on this show, Mike. I appreciate it, my man. Bye. All right. You got it. Nebraska Ball Mike, dropping, the question about the Hausers. I love the Hauser boys. I just don't know. I mean, they can shoot it. I think they're looking for. I think what his Iowa State teams were athletic. They were really fast, multiple ball handlers. And the thing about you'd be tying up for Hauser, you'd be putting him on scholarship for 2 years and only getting 1 year of eligibility out of him. That's not ideal, right? That's not ideal. And there's a chance, unless he gets some crazy waiver, that Joey Hauser would just lose a year because he's already taken a medical redshirt. So I don't think my guess is it's either everybody I talked to and read about as well. It sounds like it's either Wisconsin or Virginia, and that seems like a pretty good fit for those two guys. I mean, again, they're both from Wisconsin, so the Wisconsin thing would make sense. And boy, would that twist the knife into the heart of Marquette, man. But we'll see what ends up happening. And we'll ask Robin about that, what he's hearing in terms of targets and all that. I mean, the big one, as I told you yesterday, Gervais Green, the JUCO second-team All-American, committing, averaging about 24 points per game, shot over 50% from the floor, almost 39% or almost 40% from three. Like, at this point, unless something dramatic happens on the recruiting trail, my bold prediction, and I don't even think it's that bold, he's your leading scorer next year. I think he is your leading scorer next year. He's a really good player. Really, really good player. Speaking of basketball, the fans have spoken and the administration has spoken as well. The fans voted on the new court design at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And it was the results were released yesterday, and I like it. It's cool. You know, I think a lot of people are hoping for the Herbie Husker spinning the ball on his finger. Like, sometimes things are cool, but it's like, man, are you really going to put that on a court? You know what I mean? Like, I like that, but I just don't know if you're going to really like, you're really going to put that on a court. So I like what they end up doing. If you didn't see it, you can go check it out. They have Huskers written at half court over the outline of the state of Nebraska. And I like that. I always liked that, the old court at Devaney that had the state outline. I really like that look. So I think it's cool. I think it's cool. And so the fans have spoken and the administration has spoken too. How about this little nugget that I saw via Chris Hedy's Twitter? I mean, this is amazing. Nebraska, because all the assistant coaching salaries got released and all that over the last couple of days, so we have all the monetary figures, the financial stuff with the staff. So how about this? Nebraska will pay its basketball coaches $4.72 million in the 2018-2019 season, which is tops in the Big Ten. Now, really let that sink in for a second. Of all the programs in the Big Ten, Nebraska pays their basketball coaches more than anybody else. That is jarring to say out loud. Like, I'm almost ready for someone, for like Hedy to release a tweet that's like, correction, I didn't have the numbers right. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, what? What? But you know what? That's kind of what it takes. Now, I'm not saying you can throw money at something and that just like leads to success, but it doesn't hurt. And before anything drastic can change in life and business, you must first commit. And there are a lot of ways to commit, you know? You can commit your time. You can commit your energy. But one of the most important ways is financially. There's just a bottom line reality to life that oftentimes money is important. And Nebraska's finally done that. Over the past 7 years or so, Nebraska's slowly been committing to basketball. You get the facilities upgrade. You get the Pinnacle Bank Arena. And now they're paying top dollar for their head coach and staff. For things to change, for the outcome to change, you got to alter what you are doing on the front end. And for the first time, it feels like that is changing with Nebraska basketball. Feels like a legit commitment and undergoing a change, which is exciting. And again, I think it's going to lead to a different end result. I really do. But how about that? I almost fell over when I saw that little number. I mean, that seems crazy. I got some thoughts on Doc Sadler. Because there was some really good, really, really good quotes from Doc in both the Omaha World Herald and the Lincoln Journal Star as it pertains to his decision to come back. Because, again, you know, we talked about this, but it does kind of make sense. How people would go, what? So you left? You were a head coach. You left to go be an assistant coach at the school that fired you 7 years ago. You kind of make a lot of sense. But I think it makes a lot more sense than you think when you lay it all out. That's at least how I see it. 402-951-1620. So still to come, we're going to talk to Thor Tripp. We're going to get Robin Washit next. Okay, perfect. Robin doing some different things, moving around. Perfect timing then. We'll ask Robin about Gervais Green, the JUCO stud that is officially back in the committed camp of Nebraska. What things are looking like on the recruiting trail. Could Nebraska get involved with the Hauser brothers? Bunch of stuff to talk about with Robin Washit. Husker Online, SpringFootball.com, as well as Spring Football. He'll join us next.